Morning Watch, Colossians Week 1. Christ, the portion of the saints. Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Wednesday, Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Therefore we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease praying and asking on your behalf, that you may be filled with the full knowledge of his will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk worthily of the Lord, to please him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing by the full knowledge of God, being empowered with all power, according to the might of his glory, unto all endurance and long-suffering with joy. Related verses. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, predestinating us unto sonship through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 16 through 18, do not cease giving thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him, the eyes of your heart having been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if perhaps I may attain to the out-resurrection from the dead. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but he who does the will of my Father who is in the heavens. Matthew chapter 12, verse 50. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in the heavens, he is my brother and sister and mother. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Therefore we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease praying and asking on your behalf, that you may be filled with the full knowledge of his will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Note 1, referencing the word his. Here, God's will is his will, regarding his eternal purpose, regarding his economy concerning Christ, not his will regarding minor things. Note 2, referencing the word spiritual. Spiritual wisdom and understanding are of the Spirit of God in our spirit, in contrast to Gnostic philosophy, which is merely in the darkened human mind. Wisdom is in our spirit and is for us to perceive God's eternal will. Spiritual understanding is in our mind, renewed by the Spirit, and is for us to understand and interpret what we perceive in our spirit. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. To walk worthily of the Lord, to please him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing by the full knowledge of God. Note 1, referencing the word walk. Walking worthily of the Lord issues from having the full knowledge of God's will. Such a worthy walk is a walk in which we live Christ. Note 2, referencing the word in all ways. Note 3, referencing the word bearing. Here, bearing fruit refers to living Christ, growing Christ, expressing Christ, and propagating Christ in every respect. This is the real essence of every Christian good work. Note 4, referencing the word knowledge. Not knowledge in letters in the mind, but the living knowledge of God in spirit, by means of which we grow in life. Colossians chapter 1, verse 11. Being empowered with all power, according to the might of his glory, unto all endurance and long-suffering with joy. Note 1, referencing the word power. This power is not only the power of Christ's resurrection, but Christ himself, as a dynamo that empowers us in all things, unto all endurance and long-suffering with joy, that we may have a living in which we experience and live Christ. Note 2, referencing the word might. The might that expresses God's glory, glorifying God in his might. Portions from the Life Study Messages. God's will in verse 9 refers to the will of his eternal purpose, of his economy concerning Christ, not his will in minor things. The will of God for us is that we know the all-inclusive Christ, experience him, and live him as our life. To know Christ in this way is to have the full knowledge of God's will. To know and experience the all-inclusive Christ requires all spiritual wisdom and understanding. The words all and spiritual modify both wisdom and understanding. Spiritual wisdom and understanding are of the Spirit of God in our spirit, in contrast to Gnostic philosophy, which is merely in the darkened human mind. Wisdom is in our spirit to perceive God's eternal will. Spiritual understanding is in our mind, renewed by the Spirit, to understand and interpret what we perceive in our spirit. The will of God is profound in relation to our knowing, experiencing, and living the all-inclusive Christ. In verse 9, Paul was not praying that the Colossians would know whom to marry, where to live, or what kind of job they should have. His heart was not occupied with such trivial things. In this verse, God's will refers to Christ. It was not God's will for the Colossians to follow Judaistic observances, Gentile ordinances, or human philosophies. Furthermore, it was not God's will for them to practice asceticism, to treat the body severely in order to bridle the indulgence of the flesh. God's will for the Colossians was to know Christ, to experience Christ, to enjoy Christ, to live Christ, and to have Christ become their life and their person. God's will for us today is exactly the same. In verse 10, walking worthily of the Lord results from the full knowledge of God's will. If we know that God's will is for us to be saturated with Christ, to take Christ as our life and our person, and to live Christ, spontaneously our walk will be worthy of the Lord. Some think that to walk worthily of the Lord is to be humble, nice, and generous. However, a worthy walk is a walk in which we live Christ. We can be humble, nice, and generous without living by Christ. Only by living out Christ can we walk worthily of the Lord. Christ is the will of God, and he should also be our walk.